We can do anything. We can make time to do it. We can do anything. We can make time to do it. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And we are talking about the fact that no matter what it is that we want to do, we can do it. We can make time to do whatever it is we want to do when it's something we want to do. Now, Ellen's son wanted to talk to his mom. And so he is in the very busy season of working with his clients and his banks over in Switzerland. He is the vice president of the bank in his town of Lugano. And that's equivalent to being the president of the bank in anywhere else. And he travels the world and talks to clients. And he's quite busy. And because he's so remarkably talented and successful, he's in great demand. But he wanted to come and talk to his mom about some things that were family-wise and very important to him. And so he took the time to come over and spend a couple of days with mom. Well, now, he shouldn't have been able to do that. He was so busy. If he had been asked to come and speak to some organization that was of no interest to him, he wouldn't have the time. If he were asked to do any number of things that didn't interest him, he wouldn't have the time. But when he wanted to do something, he had the time to do it. This is true of all of us. When we want to do something, we have the time to do it. And now, Sylvia is exceptionally busy here. She's got 355 projects going at one time. And I said, Sylvia, would you give me a hand on this software here? And she says, sure. Instantly, she stops doing what she's doing, not feeling put upon, and comes down and gives me a hand. She says, Herb, it's wonderful to be able to help you. It's wonderful to be able to help you put the software on. I really enjoy doing that. Thank you very much. Thanking me for taking away from her many tasks to come down and do something that was important to me. Well, you see, we have time to do the things that we really want to do. Now, if somebody else asked her to do it, now, for instance, the water is not running in the house here. And we need to go up and check the tank by tapping on it to see if it's got water in it, climbing to the top and looking in, or doing whatever the number of things are that have to be done. Well, that wasn't important, as important as it was to eat lunch. Now, if I had said, Sylvia, come give me a hand to put that on there so we have it working for the program today, she'd instantly stop doing what she was doing and go do it. But you see, you think the water in the house, you know, for the toilets and for the sinks and for the hot water and this and that was very important. But not as important as eating. Now, we can do anything and we can make the time for it. We can do anything we want to do and we can make the time for it when we want to. Now, this is not speaking unkindly of Sylvia. This is only saying all of us go through the same thing. And for instance, the illustrations that come to mind are a little ludicrous, but somebody goes to the toilet and they try to flush it and there's no water. So they say, well, I'll get to that. And they put the lid down on the toilet and then they go around doing whatever they do. And then later they go to turning on the water. You think, my goodness, you'd think that they'd immediately try to get that water turned on so that the toilet would flush and so forth, you know. And that's not true. That's not true. What are our priorities? What do we really want to do? What do we really want to do? What are our values in life? What are our values in life? We were talking about how we were raised as children. Were we given values as children? Were we given morals and ethics? And were we given principles? And were we given ideals as young people? And the comment was that we all were given many wonderful ideals, morals, and principles as young people. And I say that's not true. I say our ideals, our morals, and our values, number one, and perhaps the only one, was what we saw the people that we respected in our world doing. if we saw people we respected saying that we're not home, we the doorbell rings and you go to the door and, no, my dad isn't here. He said to tell you that he's not home. you lose points when you come to something like that. You lie about little things like that. And pretty soon you lie about big things because it's perfectly okay, you know. You tell whatever you want as the truth in your mind, not what somebody else wants as the truth. And so, what did you do in your home? Did you do any of those things? Oh, no, we never did any of those things. Did you ever talk about the neighbors? Oh, no, we always said only the best about them. Did you ever talk about grandma and grandpa on both sides of the family? Did you ever talk about the aunts and uncles? Did you ever say something that might be a little bit belittling about members of the family? Perhaps not so much members of the family. They're rather sacred. But everybody else in the world. And did you say these things in front of the children? Did you say, oh, that terrible person, oh, that lousy person that, you know, and the world thinks they're wonderful. Oh, well, they're not so wonderful. They did this, they did that, they did the other thing. And see, that comes under one of our 4 points here, one of our very expensive, dynamic 4 points, non-judgmental. When we learn to be judgmental of ourself and our world and our neighbors and our family, we're going right down the tube fast. When we learn to be possessed, that's our house, our car, my mom, my dad, you know. Well, what are you supposed to say? That's mom. That's dad. Ingeborg, who do you call mom in your life? You can say it.
The mother who gives me life.
The mother who gives me life. My mom, in other words. There's only one mom, isn't there? That's our mom. Anybody else's mom is not. Can I call you mom? My mom died, you know. And so you say, sure, you know. Can I call you dad? Because, you know, my dad's not around anymore. My dad left. Sure, that makes you happy. That's fine with me. I don't care. You see, and then we learn values. But once you let someone give you a moniker like that, give you a name, mom or dad, you better be really worthy of it. Don't do anything that their mom or dad would not do. Do only those things their mom or dad would do. Do only those things you think a mom or a dad would do. Now, you see, we can do anything. We can do anything we want. But what sort of foundation do we have under our belief of what we do? Do we have the foundation of truth and honesty, sincerity and integrity in everything we do? Do we have non-judgmental, unpossessed, untouchable, one-pointed as our criteria for living our lives? Do we?
Yes.
Gott sei Dank. Gott sei Dank. Yes. Now, I will not ask you to answer this question, and I want you to keep quiet because it would sound terrible if you do. Did you learn this as a child? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. You learn this, you say yes? I told you, shut up. You learn this as you grew up. Because when you were a child, all right, Ingeborg spoke up here. Ingeborg, what did you do when you wanted to cross the border and bring with you things that you shouldn't bring with you? Did you hide them in your clothing? Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Now, wasn't that an honorable thing? Ellen, did you hide them in your clothing? Uh-huh. Sylvia, did you ever go to the border? She lived too far inland to go to the border. But you have these situations. I mean, your skirt's clean. Keep it that way, you know? Okay. So you have these situations, and you violate them as young people. Now, where did you learn to violate them? Your mother, did she teach you to go across the border and get stuff like that? Did your father teach you? Did your aunt and uncle teach you? Where'd you learn? Well, that's because you didn't learn the value at home never to cheat under any circumstances, no matter. Well, it's just the government, you know. Well, that's the worst thing in the world, because you are the government. Now, where do we learn that? Where do we learn to be dishonest like that? We learn somewhere. I mean, Ingeborg must have been playing with all the bad children on the block to learn all those things. And she shakes her head, no. Ingeborg must have had it from her mother and father. No. Ingeborg got it all by herself. Ah, what a nasty, nasty mind. But so be it. Now, what are we saying here by these things? We are saying we can do anything, that we can make the time to do it. So let us learn, like Diego. Diego is a banker, and he wants to keep his mind sharp at being a banker. And so, does he read girly magazines? Does he read sporting magazines? Or does he work on crossword puzzles that keep his mind sharp and crisp for his craft? And that's what he does. He came off of the plane with a bundle of crossword puzzle magazines in his arm, and Ellen thought, how about that? That's my son. He's got wonderful values. We can do anything we have the time to do and play any game we want to play. Now, what sort of games have you set up for yourself to play in life? What sort of ethics, values do you have for yourself? Is yourself a life that anything goes? Or is yourself a life, I will only walk one way? The way of love and peace and truth and honesty. No judgment, no possession, untouchable, one-pointed. Oh my, those sound like they're a mouthful and a responsibility, but they're not. If all you ever knew was to be dishonest, would it be easy to be honest? No. If all you ever knew was being honest, could you be dishonest? It would hurt you to be dishonest in anything. That's a lie. Oh, I can tell a lie. Huh? Yeah, but that's a lie. I know it's a lie. And you're lying. You're lying. You're not telling the truth. You're lying. And we think, well, don't make such a big deal out of it. Everybody lies. I don't lie. Well, everybody lies, but I don't lie. But everybody lies. I don't lie. You see, and there's no big argument that's good or bad. It's just, I do not wear girls' clothes. I don't like to wear girls' clothes. And, well, I like to wear girls' clothes. Well, if you like to wear girls' clothes, that's great, but I don't. I just have no desire under the living sun to wear girls' clothes. It does not turn me on. It does not make, I don't like to wear boys' clothes, says a girl. I am always a girl, and I want to always be a girl, you know? And, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Would you say that's cheating or lying or stealing? It's just, where are your values? Where are your values? Your values are in being yourself, and that's the main thing. You follow me? So, we can do anything. And we can make the time to do anything we want. And we might as well make the time to do whatever we believe and make our belief very firm, very positive, with integrity of who we are. And if we really believe what we believe, then we will not have a situation that says, what do we believe? Because we know and we follow it. And we are it, and we love it, and we have time to do it, and we have time to do it right. So I say to you, believe in yourself. But first, it might be a good idea to find out who you are, because maybe who you are isn't really who you want to be, and it's never too late to put a new cause in motion for the new you of who you are. Have a lovely day, and the thought for today is we can do anything, and we can make the time to do it. I love you. I love you. I love you.